Good morning, Patriots. This is Praying Medic. This is my latest QAnon update, and today this is a thread I'm going to cover by our friend Paul Saran, who does Q Threads on Twitter. He asked me if I would be interested in doing a video on his thread, 13 Angry Democrats, and I thought, yep, that would be very cool to do that. I enjoy doing these topical videos where we just dig into one particular subject. And this is a subject of interest to a lot of people because the president has been tweeting about these 13 angry Democrats for quite a while. So Paul put together some Q posts and some tweets by the president. And we're going to look at who these 13 angry Democrats are. If you're interested in finding Paul Saran on Twitter, this is his thread. And I'll leave a link in the description box where you can find his page. All right, let's jump into this. So Paul has observed that the president has tweeted a lot about the 13 angry Democrats. Here's an example. Why didn't the 13 angry Democrats investigate the campaign of crooked Hillary Clinton? Many crimes, much collusion with Russia. Why didn't the FBI take the server from the DNC? Rigged investigation. So we go to this drop by Q from October 29th. Why wasn't Hillary prosecuted for the emails? Put simply, Obama ultimately okayed by using a non-government email address to communicate with her. Obama also had an alias along with each of his cabinet members. Therefore, indicting Hillary would lead to indicting Obama and his cabinet, etc., which could never happen. Remember, he lied about knowing about that, and it ultimately came out in the WikiLeaks dump. Poof. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. Now, this is just a collection of different tweets by the president. Isn't it ironic in the upper left here? Getting ready to go to the G7 in Canada to fight for our country on trade. We have the worst trade deals ever made. Then off to Singapore to meet with North Korea and the nuclear problem. But back home, we still have the 13 angry Democrats pushing the witch hunt. Upper right, when will all these many conflicts of interest be listed by the 13 angry Democrats? Plus, working on witch hunt hoax, there's never been a group of people on a case so biased or conflicted. It's all Democrat excuses for losing the election. Where is the server? So you can see these are just some of the tweets that the president has put out about the 13 angry Democrats. Paul observes here that the president has tweeted about them no less than 9 times, and this thread was from June 24th. I'm not sure if he's tweeted since then, but you know, it all kind of circulates around the Russia probe and the server. Paul points out that we need to find out who these 13 people are who were exchanging illegal and unsafe emails. Now, down here, we have a post from Q. This was January 19th of 2018. Hussein, President Obama, cabinet and staff, who used private email addresses? What was the purpose? And then we've got a list of abbreviations here. LL, HRC, JC, JC, two JCs, CS, AM, we don't say his name, RR, SR, JB, HA, and VJ. Now, Paul down here decodes those initials as Barack Obama, Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, James Clapper, Chuck Schumer, Andrew McCabe. No name is Senator John McCain, who the Q team often say they don't say his name, Rod Rosenstein, Susan Rice, John Brennan, Huma Abedin, and Valerie Jarrett. So this is your list of suspects, and yes, not all of them are registered Democrats. Some of them are actually Republicans. John McCain would be one. But he hates the president, and he has been acting like a Democrat. So when Q or the president talk about Democrats, they're just talking about people who hate the president in this context. Paul says these 13 people constitute the hub of the motherlode of evidence concerning a large part of the many crimes committed by the former Obama administration. We have the Manchurian candidate, which is interesting that Paul Saran called Obama the Manchurian candidate because there was just an article a couple days published about that. We have the Wicked Witch of the West, two Senate leaders of the Uniparty swamp. We have the three blind mice of the three-letter agencies. We have four dames, Obama's handler, Hillary's handler, National Security Advisor, and Obama's AG. Then we have the treasonous two from the FBI and the DOJ. Think about everything you've learned about each of these people and just imagine what their secret comms might reveal. Now let's look at something that came out in the Inspector General report in June. This is from the Inspector General report, page 118, that came out in June. I'm just going to read it for you. It's a footnote. FBI analysts and prosecutor number two told us that former President Barack Obama was one of 13 individuals with whom Clinton had direct contact using her Clinton email account. 13 individuals. The 13 angry Democrats? Now remember, this came out in June. And Q was telling us about 13 people who used private email comms, and this was in January. How the heck did Q know about this back in January when it just came out in the Inspector General report in June? Something to think about. How bad could their crimes be? Well, we might want to look at this drop from Q in January, so January 22nd. What would happen if texts originating from an FBI agent to several internals, in brackets, discussed the assassination possibility of the president or members of his family? What if texts suggest foreign allies were involved? Forget the Russia reset, set up 1 of 22. Forget the Russia setup, brackets 1 of 22. This is only the beginning. Be careful what you wish for as the world turns. Could messages such as those be publicly disclosed? What happens to the FBI? What happens to the DOJ? What happens to the special counsel? What happens in general? Every FBI or DOJ previous case could be challenged. Lawless. Think logically. We haven't started the drops regarding human trafficking and sacrifices yet, and in brackets, worst. Those who are good, who know, cannot sleep. Those who are good and know cannot find peace. Those good who know will not rest until those responsible are held accountable. Nobody can possibly imagine the pure evil and corruption out there. Those who you trust are most guilty of sin. And who are we taught to trust? If you're religious, pray. 60% must remain private, at least for humanity. These people should be hanging. Q. Q is just getting here at the fact that these private communications that they do not want to release, the ones that Rosenstein has been sitting on and stalling between members of the Obama administration and the DOJ and the FBI, there's a reason why they don't want these documents released. And as we know, Q has told us that the president has the power to declassify all of that. And one day soon we could get all those communications. Paul Saran goes on to mention that if there is anyone who is likely to be suspect of talking about possible assassination of the president, it's probably McCabe. So Paul posted this. This is a drop from April 26th, where one of the Anons said, frustration is high. Can marshals physically remove texts and tapes, etc.? Q said, we have it all. The right people have the information. Good people are acting on that information. Think Google. Think Eric Schmidt's departure. Think North Korea, many drafts, many shared users, in brackets, domestic and foreign. Variable access, codes, fake emails, game forum comms, new intel was revealed today, Gmail comms. Then in brackets, we have R and EG. Q said, define evergreen. When do you call a plumber? Ongoing investigations require what? The brackets and the R and EG. Hillary Clinton's Secret Service code name was Evergreen. So above there, the EG is Evergreen. That's referring to Hillary. Obama's Secret Service code name was Renegade. So the R in brackets refers to Obama. Q actually told us the decode for that in another drop. Now, this is the announcement that Eric Schmidt stepped down as chairman of Google's parent company, Alphabet. That was on December 21st. Coincidentally, the very same day that President Trump signed an executive order, the Global Magnitsky Act, that allows for seizure of assets of companies and individuals who are known to be involved or suspected to be involved in human trafficking, human rights abuse, and corruption. Also, we know that Eric Schmidt traveled to North Korea to set up some kind of communications network. We don't know exactly what that's all about yet, but Q has alluded to that in previous drops. And this is worth noting, the day that this was posted, new information came out about Gmail comms. Let me just kind of go over that real quickly. Paul points out that they apparently thought they could evade the NSA's detection if they put all these people in a group email and they only saved drafts and everyone could look at the draft copy and they never actually sent the email. So by saving multiple drafts and communicating through the draft copies and never actually sending it, they thought they could evade the NSA, but it didn't work. Q said, "We have it all." Q pointed out, "Nothing is ever truly erased or deleted. These people are stupid. D-class POTUS shot heard around the world." Right, so I'm waiting for the president to drop that executive order that declassifies all these communications, and we get to learn the truth. Right now, Republican lawmakers are doing their best to try to get at these texts and messages and memos and emails. Slow going because Rod Rosenstein is sitting on this and does not want to release those documents. Actually, the deadline for the release is today, July 6th. Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes have been working on this. They're doing the best that they can, but they're working against a corrupt system. One of the Anons on June 15th asked for more information about the Gmail drafts, and Q responded what came out in the IG report. JC, James Comey, Gmail. They all had them. Reread drops regarding private emails, regarding convicting Hillary Clinton, and convicting themselves. Why did the entire Hussein administration use private emails? Eric Schmidt is the key. What a wonderful day. And that takes us back to this post. Why wasn't Hillary prosecuted? Because if they indicted her, they would have to indict themselves. Q, on that same thread, said Devin Nunes kind of jokingly tweeted out, "Can anyone tell me who the DOJ lawyer is that can speak French via text in the IG report?" This will save a lot of time in the hearing this week, so my colleagues won't have to ask this question. That was in reference to, I think, attorney number two who said, "Viva la resistance." And then Q posted, "D, morning sun brings heat, full moon coming. Is undiscovered stars, learned missions forward." And then Nunez posted later on in the day, "Grab the popcorn." Q reposted Nunez's tweet and said, "You asked for popcorn, let's start here." So this is all unraveling. It's all coming to light. It's going to take a little bit of time. We're just going to have to hang in there. And we're going to have to do the best that we can. The Republicans, Nunez in House Intelligence, Gowdy in House Oversight and Reform Committee, they're doing the best that they can. But again, it's tough. Until Trump declassifies this information, it's going to be difficult. Don't forget that the real investigations are going on. There are coordination between John Huber in Utah and Horowitz. They are investigating, looking into all of this, and Huber will be bringing indictments and impaneling grand juries to take care of the corruption. And Paul says that was the 13 Angry Democrats thread. Just wanted to update you on one thing real quickly. This came out today. There are more memos that have just been released from the FBI to the DOJ talking about Strzok and Page and their rush to hurry up and get some information on people in the Trump administration. They were looking at people like Carter Page and trying to find information that would allow them a pretext to get this investigation going. This is a report from John Solomon on The Hill. You can find that article today. Just like I said, as more of this information comes out, the text and the emails are becoming more damning, more troubling, and we're going to see more of that in the future. So as long as I have you here, let's check Q's board and see if there are any new posts. And it looks like we have the same last post from July 4th, nothing new. If it's okay with you, I'd like to close out this video with a little testimony. I received this message from a follower on Twitter. I'm just going to read it to you. This person writes, "Hi PM, I have been very vocally anti-Trump for some time. I have dismissed Q as being a crazy conspiracy for many months. Today, while reading through Trump's Twitter, I again came across people referring to QAnon, and I decided that to properly address these people, I needed to be informed about what Q really is and does. I searched for a YouTube video to explain, and I opened up your Q for Beginners video. Wow. I've been browsing your videos and Twitter feed for the past several hours, and I am very intrigued. First of all, it was your kind and caring personality that even opened my mind to truly listen to you and consider that what you were pointing out might have some validity. Second, you definitely have all of your facts together and have clearly researched before posting anything. I'm not ready to jump on 100%, but you certainly have my attention, sir. I will continue to follow you and research for myself as well. Thank you again for the welcoming and easy to understand way that you present this information. And I look forward to hearing more from you in the future. God bless. And then he signs his name. So I am following him on Twitter, and I did send him a message. Just wanted to let you know that if you share this information about Q in a respectful way, in a way that is kind, it's not overbearing, you will reach people. I think it's all in the way that you present things. There's an old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.